Visuals can also help the social environment of a classroom, because visuals can help provide a script for teachers to prompt the play of children with disabilities. Some teachers in infant-toddler programs and preschool programs have a hard time knowing how to promote play for children with disabilities. On those picture schedules that may show the process of feeding the baby or making a meal in the kitchen, there can be simple prompts written down for the adults so that they can support the play behavior of the children with disabilities. Another strategy that teachers can use to ensure that children with disabilities can fully participate in all activities in the classroom is to ensure that every child in the classroom has a functional communication system. That may be the most important thing that a teacher does. Every child, regardless of their ability level, needs to have a way that they can express their wants and needs, and needs to have a way that they can protest appropriately. They can say, yes, I want to do that, or no, I don't want to do that. I want more crayons, and I don't want any more stickers. Ideally, children do that verbally, but for children who don't have verbal communication, we need to make sure that they have some kind of system, whether it's a sign system or a picture system or a symbol system or even gestures. What we know is that challenging behavior is related to communication. And when children engage in challenging behavior, they're trying to communicate something. So we need to ensure that every child has a way to communicate appropriately what they want to be doing, when they need help, when they're done with an activity, when they need a break.